Blog Talk Radio.
This is Power Talk with great music. Black power, music, bios, fun competitions, etc. It's going on, y'all. This is your boy, Jimmy Spice Curry. And my co-host, Crazy Psycho, maybe him, maybe not, you never know. That's why the person's called Crazy Psycho. Hey, figure it out. Listen, this show is fast-paced, rapid-fire music, interviews, bios, chat, tips, even talent competitions, and a little bit of news to keep you informed, you know, with what's going down. So again, it's Power Talk with great music. It's Black Power, music, bios, fun competitions. Keep that dial locked, y'all. Keep listening. We will be right back, baby.
Timo Productions and the building. Everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimps be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a robbed. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock to my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I started this gangsta shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get. Hello. I started this gangsta shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get. Hello. The motherfucking world is a ghetto. Full of magazines, full clips and heavy metal when the smoke settles. Keep him waiting while he's sitting there hating. Your bitch is hyperventilating, hoping that we penetrating. You get snating, cause I've never been to Satan. For hardcore administrating, gangbang affiliating. MC Renner had you wildin' off a zone and a whole half a gallon. Get the dialing, 911 emergency. And you can tell him, it's my son, he's hurting me. And he's a felon, on parole for robbery. Ain't no cop in a plea, ain't no stopping a G. I'm in a 6, you got to hop in a 3. Company monopoly, you handle shit sloppily. I drop a key properly. They call me the Don Dada, pop a collar, drop a dollar. If you hear me, you can holler, even Rockwalla. Follow the Impala, wanna talk about this concrete nigga? I'm a scholar, the incredible, hetero, sexual, credible.
Timo Productions on the building.
California, California, California,
Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on top stop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honey play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I started this gangster shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get. Hello. I started this gangster shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get. Hello. The motherfucking world is a ghetto. Full of magazines, full clips and heavy metal when the smoke settles. I'm just looking for a big yellow in 6-inch stilettos, Dr. Dre. Hello. Percolating, keep him waiting while you sitting there hating. Your bitch is hyperventilating, hoping that we penetrating. You get snating, cause I've never been to Satan. For hardcore administrating, gangbang affiliating. MC Renner had you wildin' off a zone and a whole half a gallon. Get the dialing, 911 emergency. And you can tell him, it's my son, he's hurting me. And he's a felon, on parole for robbery. Ain't no cop in a plea, ain't no stopping a G. I'm in a 6, you got to hop in a 3. Company monopoly, you handle shit sloppily, I drop a key properly. They call me the Don Dada, pop a collar, drop a dollar. If you hear me, you can holler, even Rockwalla. Follow the Impala, wanna talk about this concrete nigga, I'm a scholar. The incredible, hetero, sexual, credible. Bag a hoe, let it go, dick ain't edible, nigga ain't federal. I plan shit while you handpick, motherfuckers giving up transcripts. This gangsta shit, and this the motherfucker.
notes I get. Villain blows up your spot. Take your notebook, your bitch, and your clock. This motherfucker thought the coochie had a padlock. You slapped her ass, that's alarming, cause she want my worm like Carmen. We can't check niggas, them dead check niggas. Run trains on gold diggers, beware these four niggas. Scaring motherfuckers like Stephen King flicks. Making niggas clear the room like a dyke fleeing dick. Making seconds to none shit, nigga like quick. So when I bomb first, nigga, who you rolling with? Fuck that ice on your wrist, fuck your fine ass bitch. Cause you can lose it in a tussle, nigga, watch me hustle. Watch niggas kiss my ass without flexing a muscle. Bitches all in the back, they knees waiting to buckle. Same time, same channel, don't change the dial. Niggas for life, fucking your wife, these niggas wild.
Hello. I started this gangster shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
I started this gangster shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get.
Came and bought it for fans, what the fuck? Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the fuck cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this shit. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the plot, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sand your pay, get a tan. I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster, get a gang. Hit a head in the hat. Call that a little rap shit. Fuck the chit chat, the big gun, bake the bread. The barber, I cut your head. The marksman, I spray the lead. I blood cut, chop your leg. Not fuck with the kid. I get biz with the cig, I can really live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. You can call this my new shit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old bitch, now I got new hoes. First it was the Benzo, now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry, I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. I spread AR, make your whole clique break dead. Backspin, head spin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells matching, who wanna get it cracking? I was young, I couldn't do good, now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag, I just bought a new Jag. Now nigga, why you mad? Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful, they calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler, they calling me Rocky. The ice on my neck, man, the wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow, you like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York to New York. I get it.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Burning shit up. DP, GC, my nigga turn that shit up. CPT, LPC, yeah we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
Hold up, hey. All my niggas who be thinking we soft, we don't play.
want you to know,
I'm
gonna let you know. It ain't where I've been,
but where I'm
about to go.
Top of the world,
now I just wanna love you,
but
be who I am.
You know you love me.
And with all this cash,
more money, more problems.
Don't forget your man, now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I fuck them, will I diss them. That's what they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. Four velvet ass, got weed everywhere. What do you say, me, you and your Chloe glasses? Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion. Like Prada blouse, Gucci bra,
okay.
Filth Mar jeans, take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
Save the narrative, you saving it for marriage. Keep it real, man, you saving it for charity. You wanna see how far I'ma go, how much I'ma spend, but you already know. Zip zero, stingy with De Niro. Might buy you crisp, but that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it. Fuck it, I might wipe you and buy your nice whip. Mom, but you really gotta ride nice dick. Know how to work your hips and your head priceless. Perfect your love the hove and I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune sound. Okay, hot hole, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like Tupac soul. Only way to roll, jiggering two ladies, I'm too cold. Motorola, two-way take.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
But don't bullshit me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I'm, well, I diss them. That's what they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down.
All the homies that I ain't talking to, well, I'ma send this one out for y'all, know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at ya. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there, kicking up dust, giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at ya.
Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque and wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never win a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb. On the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's game, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's time for growth, you gotta pump us back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. And cousins fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing. Knowing that we buzz it, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting rich and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides moving and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We grind us back to a time, was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way it got blow. And even though we separated, you said that you waited. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up safe. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta find.
that got me going mad. I'm knocking busters on their backs and my cell picking hell. I know one day I'll be back as soon as I touch down. I told my girl I'll be there, so prepared to get fucked down. So homies wanna kick it, but I'm slapping at you, cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't a player, I just fuck a lot. Jump on top of my dick and work them hips until I bust a shot. It doesn't stop, I'm only beginning. I'm boning your women while you home all alone. I'm blowing up in them, sending them back to you mad at you. Don't catch a motherfucking attitude, I'm just showing you how this rapper do. Capital punishment when I'm up in it, sucking it, busting it out. Nice blouse, let me unbutton it. You're fucking with King Bobby Chulo or knocking culo. Pop your motos out the socket, trying to rock with the sumo. You know my rise is high, word I be thrilling. The bitches be trying to ride, but the curb be killing them, filling them with the gas. My G's bring me get on, let it come, get it. First work the tongue, then let the pun hit it. Split it in half, watch the gas. Baby, take a bath, be good. I might put away the wood and give you the mustache. I ain't a player, I just fuck a lot. I'm not a player, I just fuck a lot. I ain't a player, I just fuck a lot. I'm not a player, I just fucking lie. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Drop, drop, two hoes, he goes down to the two drop. The same old pimp, mates, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million shells full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me, 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the goldie sound. Can't no TV, niggas hold me down. Cuda, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, niggas spend no dough on the booty. Yeah, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
Yeah, it's the OG call. Y'all already know what it is. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Slossing in these streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. Running niggas down like a savage. Freezy going off the rock to planet. Holding my crotch cause I'm manish. Any fuck niggas they can stand it. Damn my nigga we see had a kilo. Damn I gotta call my amigo. Carolina to San Diego. Dope so potent make it reload. This is for my grips and my hunters. Nicholson Gardens with my bounders. Watch those nigga east like hustlers. Pound shipping in and out of towners. Niggas round me figure itching. Pay the right mind, nigga missing. Naked bitches missing in the kitchen. Bitch call me down cause I'm vicious. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Flossing in these streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. Getting to the wall like I'm Gucci. 10-17 a nigga Gucci. Shout out to my nigga Throwback. Your nigga pages do it. Message to my jackets and my robbers. I can see you niggas from my blockers. Riding through your city like a shotter. Thinking like a goon in the garbage. Come on. Too legit like I'm Hammer. Hip set nigga like I'm Camera. Hustle game nigga, yeah, hands on. Money, power, respect is what I stand on. Real niggas recognize real. Ain't even on the same hill. R.I.P. to PC. Cause you niggas know what it is. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Flossing in these streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. What up?
I guess I'm back. No, I didn't say I'm black. I said I'm back. I'm back and I'm proud. Step away. It's my crowd. Here we go. OG Mac Drama, Bridgeport Mafia. Southwest. The best. Waka Flocka Flame. Chick Gap Funky. Again last night. So I did a drive-by in broad daylight. I'm all two together with the C-Mans down. Hopped out the cut, let loose on some clowns. Boom, boom, bam, my name is Mac Drama. I might hit the nigga or I might hit his mama. But the bitch couldn't help, she was hitting the dirt. Fucked up her hip and ripped her skirt. Ain't get it, looting, gone. Tweet, dank, high, but here comes the popo, damn. Fucked up my whole little program. Now I got a smart sim ski skirt. Hit a couple corners, that'll work. Turn out the light, got the car, y'all, you can't ditch this. Pyro blood, wrist squad, with your vicious. Big up to Be Legit. That's where I get my lyrics from, he never quit. Big up to the Bay. I'm from the 206. Seattle, Washington is in the mix. Wrist squad, Mafia, Southwest. Shout out to all my homies. Double A, 1017. Kelzo, what it do? Bitch, I'm not be a walk a fuck a flame, walk a flock a bitch. YG Hootie, Hootie Kid, can't forget big homie Frenchie. Y'all know Gucci, man. Yeah, we all in this mix, y'all. Iceberg, where you at? Yo, Yodi, where you at? Slim Duncan, Young Joey, Joey Moses, K.O. Red. Jazz Gotti. I'm done.
Yeah.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyon, OG Mac Drama.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo coming out of the UK, Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Drama. Power talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What up? It's Dante Bacote. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones! Checking in, BML Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway, full of wisdom, I'm the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac Drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Switch!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And the Earthling J.
And we are Angels. You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show, Power Talk. So keep it locked right here.
This is OG Mad Ronald, and you're listening to the number one podcast for the truth. Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is, it's your boy Jada Breeze. You tuned into the OG Mac Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
What's good, it's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single, Sentiment, in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with the OG Mac Drummer, you feel?
Greeting planet Earth, no need to worry. It's a hot boom maker, give me my curry. Phone your pussy and tell your mama, this is Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer.
You're tuned in to Next Level DJs, taking the game to a whole new level.
What's up, what's up, what's happening? See my voice, I'm going to bring in my co-host with the most. Hey, Maddie, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, real quick, Shelly, there are hands raised. Put them in the green room. Get their names. Okay? Come on now. Like I do when you do your show. We got a new program manager. That. Yeah, well, I can't do it all, Maddie. I ain't supposed to. I'm a big homie. Anyway, we got a special I was just talking to G. Malone. One of his wife's friends is having a baby, but he's on his way home now. So he'll be there shortly. But we got 2 hours anyway. So until he gets here, we're going to do some special VIP guests I got up in this building. I'm waiting for Shelly to do her job. Oh, real quick, what's her name passed away? Priscilla Presley, Elvis Presley's daughter. She passed away.
Oh, for real? She was at the Golden Globes, man. That was two days ago.
I just got hit up by one of her publicists. Yeah, no publicists. They just hit me up. A word of prayer to the that family, the loved ones. You know, whether you thought them as strange or not, you know, a life is gone. So have a moment of silence.
Yeah, no doubt.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Shelly, everybody's ready. Everybody, I'm going to get to everybody, okay? You know how I do my show. I rush for nobody. I go through it the way I go through it. Shelly get me trained, man.
Yo, OG, man. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Whatever. Anyways, yo, count down, bitch. I'm going to run down with, like, some kind of, like, faggoty-ass, like, Hawaiian outfit. Straight up, man. I haven't been down there for so long. Yo, I hope I don't run into that girl. Remember that girl? She's fine as shit, but crazy as shit, too. You remember her?
Yeah.
Every time she bent over, you'd go off your chair and look down.
He was bad.
I'm like, yeah, this is my best friend, OG. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Oh, she was
real
nuts,
quick,
man.
Since you talk about it, Matt is coming out for the Super Bowl. We're going to be kicking it for the Super Bowl, but we also got some great events. Let me get pulled the flyer. Matter of fact, let me bring Prophet in here. He's the one that handles that.
Yeah. Oh, Prophet, sorry I didn't call you back, man. Busy
like
today with mama.
Hold on. I don't see him on the hitter. Hold on, let me call that fool. Hold on a second. Damn, everybody is on luncheon today. Call in, cuz. My low called me. The Super Bowl shit. I'll say it, but he got more. I mean, this concert coming on the day before.
Yeah.
Oh, so she said Prophet gonna call back. So I guess I'll do it. Damn, good help is hard to find. I guess we're every fucking hat around this place. Okay, so anyway, you heard we're having a 10/17 Brisquois after party. It'll be at Club Silverado. For information, you can call 714-406-0296 or hit up info@bsm1017.com or inbox any of the squad, and like me, Prophet, Kush Kringle, main ingredient, Maddie, just hit us up in the inbox, Shelly, and we'll get the information for you. And any artist who wants to perform, because we're going to have some showcases, you know, hit us up on for the details regarding that. But that'll be going down. That'll be right after the Super Bowl, but the day before, take to the homeboy Tricky Dome, we got the Hemp, like, you know, weed, Hemp, H-E-M-P, Hop Festival going down the day before. There's going to be a lot of cannabis vendors in the building. So it's going to be litty the whole week up to the Super Bowl. Now, afterwards, after that night's over, everybody's going to be like, it's going to be like New Year's again. Everybody's going to be like hungover. But the week up to it, if you don't book your reservation, places are now going for $1,000 a night. $1,000 a night.
Well,
now, I got a room here, but if y'all want to come here, I want $2,000. Only one that can stay here for free is Maddie. For real though.
Hell yeah. I'm glad I got a couch,
I got
baby.
Homies coming from L.A., Seattle, the East Coast, Wisconsin. It's going down. So let me see what's up with the homie I was talking to. Let's see. Okay. He's calling at 7. Okay, for sure. So we can chop it up before you get here. All right. You know, you could talk while I type to G Malone, bro.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about
let me
that. Anyways,
I met him years ago. He's a cool dude.
Let me talk. So, yo, OG, you and I, we have a lot of big people on the show, right? Like, we've interviewed a lot of people. And honestly, this is the first one I actually, maybe not the first, but it's the most I've been excited to have a guest like this. Honestly, I was going through his old stuff today, and
yeah, from Young Money to all kinds of labels, Cash Money.
Yeah,
he done did it.
I know he's straight up G, man. Like I just love it, and he flows like they don't do no more. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, so I'm excited about this for sure. And I mean, the amount of people he put on, like I'm gonna tell him when he gets on, like the amount of people he put on. You know what I mean? Like TY, $. He put your boy on. I mean, and I know Birdman and Lil Wayne were big back then, but he made them bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, yeah. Like, that's real shit. And I actually picked a pick of his day, or a pick of my, Manny Myers' pick of the day. It was last track. It was called...
Go ahead.
No, the one I picked as my pick of the day was, it was his last one he released. And it was Kanye Should Have Never Married, parentheses, that bitch. So I just loved it, man. And he killed it there, too. I love that track.
All right, real quick, I got one of his homies on the phone from 402 from Pittsburgh in L.A. now, but he's also related to me. He's my nephew. He's part of G. Malone's crew. Anyway, Jay Hayes, what's happening, nephew?
What's up, Mom? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
what up, what up? Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, tell people listening who you are, bro.
I'm in the gym right now.
Tell people who you are.
Man, Jay Hayes. Jay Hayes, the legendary Jay Hayes from Pittsburgh, PA. You know what I mean? You know, if you know anything about Blaz Malone's catalog, I'm all over that motherfucker. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I probably got the most records with Blaz than anybody that Blaz done records with. I probably got the most. You know what I mean? So
Hey, remember one time? Hold on. You used to be part of 1017 Pittsburgh Mafia too in the beginning. Remember?
Used to manage me, y'all.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's dope.
He blew up through a lot of big big things, y'all. Proud of him. So what you got on now, Jay Hayes?
Man, you know, I'm just working on new music. I've been in the studio working on some records with Timbaland. I've been working on some records for Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher. I've been working on all types of records, man. I got some new records with even Glasses. I just been working, you know what I mean? Just staying consistent. I'm in his gym right now, so if it's loud in the background, it's because I'll be in his gym nowadays.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Hell yeah. But,
yo, what time is the
man.
When are you releasing, man? When are you releasing?
You know what? Probably I'm going to try and release something soon, probably like in the next 2 months. My last project I dropped was called You're Welcome. It came out on Empire, and that shit hit 11 on the charts. You know what I mean? And that was...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, last year, this time, January 21st, we had 11 on the charts. You know what I mean? And it was 11 on the charts, and it was like number 99 all genres. You know what I mean? So we went crazy on that project.
Hey, I still got that song, Sicario.
Uh-huh.
Want me to play it?
Yeah, y'all. Sicario.
This is my nephew right here.
Hell
this
yeah.
is Jay Hayes. Let's get it. Here we go. Sicario.
Yeah, let's get it.
Presumiendo.
I'm from the hood with a chop and blow. My blood homie see police and scream da-da-do. He in the street still selling bricks and powder though. Slamming white squares on the table like dominoes. Clear your whole block with the street sweeper. Run in the studio, get your beat ether. Pink vape hoodie, you think it's Easter. Two chains, Versace sneakers, elite reefer. That mean it's top shelf. Glock in the Versace belt. I ain't never need nobody help. Big Mac on me, I'm never by myself. Got a few properties I had to buy myself. Just Don shorts cost me $650. I ain't no bum ass nigga, I keep my kicks crispy. Young and buggin', wanna sniff fit. Then empty a stick, that shit spit fit.
That nigga wildin'. Little knucklehead ass nigga, man. These little niggas need some guidance, bitch.
Hey. Yo, I was really on them highways. You a lame, never bang, never left your driveway. Nigga, I'm the king from Pittsburgh to the tri-state. On the I-8 with 10 of life on my mind state. Hit my plug, Vito, I need the cheapo. Had to get rid of my sword, Benzino. Blast off the eagle, you running like young Lito. Fiends outside, blowing the baseline like Sabatino. I got the M, so your girlfriend is real shady. Pay me, I put the potato on the barrel just like gravy. Niggas no hate for the packs and the Rugas. Dope in computers, shots will lift you like an Uber. The squad got hit, and you gon' tell. I don't respect you niggas like the NFL. Posting all endo, ducking the law. Bullets put you on the floor, like Pizar. Nigga.
Let's get it, gotta talk to these niggas, man.
Yo, fuck with the campaign. Buckets of champagne. Hey, mafia in the truck. I'm hugging the damn lane. I might just get a drop. Blow out the damn brain. If you ain't from the bottom, you don't understand pain. I had a rough upbringing. I came up drug slinging. Caught a lot of cases, but no matter what, I ain't singing. Gotta keep my honor intact to travel everywhere from Bahamas and back. I've been stunting a lot. I keep some in the pot. A nigga violate me, and I'm coming in hot. Niggas frontin' get shot. My niggas jumping on yacht. I bought the crib OT. Niggas want what I got. Get buried for shorts. I play very sports. Like this for my boss niggas, getting married on resort.
Big boss.
Where I'm from, gotta carry the torch. My homie murked the kid and he ain't even had no remorse.
Damn.
Yo, that's rap, man. That's
Calico Jones!
Yeah,
checking
man.
In, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway,
yo,
full of wisdom on the slave master.
OG, what
and
the
this
fuck
is the
are
exclusive
doing,
it's Power
rap,
Talk. OG Mac Drummer, Young Banks,
you know
Nicole J. You already know, man. We about to take over, man. Stay tuned.
It's
pay attention.
You,
Swish!
So you said Jay, you said you're gonna work with Timba, right?
Yeah, I work with Timbaland. I'm working with I got a record with 21 Savage out. I got a lot of things.
Yo, man, that's gonna be exciting, dude. I can't wait to hear that one with Timbaland. You know, cause he switched it for the time. You know what I mean?
Me and Timbaland did 10 records. Me and Gucci did 2. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I did two with Gucci, man. I did one with Timbaland. I did 10 with Timbaland. I did 2 records with 21 Savage. And I did 3 records with NBA Youngboy. This is all brand new shit.
Oh, damn.
Hey, you know what I mean?
I can't wait for it, man. Real quick.
I'm on it. What's up? If we can move along, I want to introduce you to somebody. I'm not sure you know. Hey, Jay, I'm not sure if you know who this next man is. Rico, you in the building. Say what's up.
I'm right here, bro. You hear me?
Yeah.
What up, Rico?
Hey, Jay Hayes, do you know Rico Rashad? He's from that side. He's from that blue car like you.
Rico? Yeah.
What's up,
Rico,
homie?
Introduce yourself, homie.
What's up, fam? Oh, yeah, this Rico Rashad, bro. I'm from the east side, South Central Los Angeles.
Hey, tell him who you represent in the music business, brother.
Oh, I represent, one of the members of Bone Thugs and Harmony, Busy Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Busy. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Lazy Bone's my guy, man. Me and Lazy, I used to go on tour with Lazy. And so Lazy could tell me a lot of stories about Eazy-E, man. Crazy. Wild shit.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I done heard all them stories, man. Busy done gave me all those stories. That's real.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a homie.
Yeah, Busy was just with Lazy and Busy was just with Lazy and Fletch at Lazy House.
Yeah. Last time I seen Lazy, I think it was him and Sloan. Him and Sloan was together. You know what I mean?
Oh, Slow Bone?
Yeah. You know, back in the day, like, wow, a long time ago, Lazy gave me my own company. That's how cool me and Lazy were. You know what I mean?
Bro, that's what's up, homie. Where you based in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm in L.A., but, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, but I live out here.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Hey, y'all should link up. Hey, Rico, that's my nephew too, by the way. Jay Hayes, my nephew.
Yeah,
y'all should link up, bro.
He can follow me on IG, bro.
Now, I'll text you his number and your number. I'll give y'all each other's numbers. You feel me?
Yeah. Holler at me.
I'm on IG.
Yeah, fuck IG,
I am Rico Rossi.
Just give numbers, man. Fuck IG. Fuck that shit. Give numbers. That's what OG and I do. We give numbers, 100%.
I give my Instagram to my fans and my haters.
What?
But anyway, hold on.
Hey, what's up?
Hold
what's
on.
Up, folks?
Hold on. We got a couple more. We got 5 minutes for G Malone calling. I got a whole bunch of people want to say what's up, and then we're gonna give up the floor to him. Shelly didn't bring none of these people their names to me, so I'll do it myself. I got cheese that girl.
Yo, man, make this.
Hold on, we
got
Miss Yankee in the building. Yankee, what's up, Yankee?
Yeah, hello there, everybody.
Yankee.
What's up?
Let me introduce her to y'all. This is Yankee from New York. She was very popular, known for that show, America Most Wanted. She's a psychic that found all the motherfucking kidnapped people and those bad men that kidnapped them kids and all that. This is Yankee. Say what's up, girl.
Oh, that's what's up.
No, yeah, Rico, up, Jay, this ain't no joke, man. She actually
Rico know me. Rico know me. My homie.
Yeah. What you call it? Yeah, I'm the creator of Chancedale, the only NFT project that's making it for everybody, from white, black, Puerto Rican, and everything in between, and trying to get the independent artists out there in the game. I'm also from the radio back in Hot 97, 15 years with people like Angie Martinez and all the greatest. But now I'm just hanging out with OG and Maddie and enjoying it. I wanted to say tonight's music, you started, I was like, yeah. The heavy song you played the first half hour, loved it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We got 515. 515-718, who's this?
Yo, what up? This is Nine Times Rough. How you doing, OG?
All right. Tell people a little
not
about
much, man. It's been a while since I've been on your show. I had to call in and show y'all love, man. I also check out the show you did last week when you had the special host.
Okay. Tell everybody where you calling from.
Well, I'm in Orlando, Florida, where I'm going to film school at Full Sail.
Oh, I know you're doing that, so you got to shoot me some movies when you come out.
Man, you already know. I'm trying to do the videos and all kind of shit.
100, man. We
need
that.
We need that, bro. Always need talent like that. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you.
Yeah, so hey, I'm taking my bachelor's in science. And I'm getting a film degree, and I'm specializing in motion pictures, music videos, and small business advertisement for my film and media division for Illyricum Entertainment.
Yo, hey, keep in touch with us, man. We definitely could use you.
Final one.
OG got all my info.
Illyricum Entertainment. Yeah, Illyricum Entertainment on me right there. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, appreciate
right,
you,
hey,
OG.
Hey, mute your phone because we're gonna interview G Malone, and then I'll let people ask some questions or whatever. I got to say what's up to everybody else who's calling in. Hold on.
Yeah, glasses on my way.
I want to say hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
She has a show on Wednesdays with Maddie. Hold on. 718-433, who's this?
What's going on? It's ABM.
What's happening, Blood? This is one of my A&Rs on the East Coast in New York. Hey, tell them who you are, man.
I'm from New York and stuff. I do A&R, look for the artists and stuff. I promote for 1017 on my Instagram, ABM 1017. You can find me on there. Some of y'all on my Instagram already and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We'll get back to this work hard before the summer.
E's and P's. I called in, Blood. Hold on a second, all right?
All right.
Well, hold on a second. 702-985, who's this?
What's up? My name is NSB Draco. I just wanted to say what's up, and I like what y'all are doing.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
what
man.
What do you do, man?
Appreciate it.
Where are you? You in Vegas?
But I'm originally from Opus, Louisiana. I'm a rapper coming out of Louisiana, but I stay in Vegas right now.
Okay. Hey, so wherever you saw the promotion for this, inbox whoever you did, and this where you calling in, showing some love, man. I'll give you an hour free consultation and check out your music, all right?
All
right. That's what's up.
Might even play it. And trust me, most people give me stacks to sit down with my ass. So you come out of the head. But I appreciate you, homie. Hey, what's your Instagram name?
My Instagram name is D as in David, B-L-E-E-D-A, D Bleeder.
D Bleeder, appreciate you, dog. Now, mute up your phone, but you don't have to. I won't take you off, but the floor, just you mute up.
Yeah, man, right. Thanks for calling. No doubt.
G Malone should be calling in any minute now.
Yeah.
Let me see who this 504-553, who this?
It's Slade, nigga.
What's happening? I got all these trip ass niggas calling up. This is my other cousin. My whole family is tripping. I like the only blood in the family. What up, Slade? Hey, man.
Cool like a little shit. Hella
tell him where you
know
from, man. Tell him where you from, man.
10-7 Hoover, nigga.
I mean, what city, nigga? In Cali, fool.
Oh. In Vallejo, California, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's my right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I just found out, nigga, I found out Super Bowl being held in Phoenix, nigga. My brother's, he's going to a venue there. We got Super Bowl tickets, nigga. So,
okay.
I'm coming out there for Super Bowl, nigga.
But I thought you was coming anyway, so you're going to be here. Okay. You know, I got a big-ass after party going on.
I know. I'm going
we
to
got mansion
Oklahoma
parties.
Tomorrow.
Man, we got everything.
And I'll be in Phoenix on the second, nigga.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll be
exactly
at your house on the second.
Okay.
But, yeah, nigga,
no
we
doubt.
Got a Super Bowl, nigga. We got
I'm
set gonna up.
I'm going
to
call you tomorrow, cuzzo. All right?
Yeah.
Hey, yep. Hey, you talk to Meatball lately? He's still in L.A., you know that.
As a matter of fact, that nigga just called me, cuz. Like, he just called me. He's waiting on me to call him back.
Hey, man, you remember Meatball, my old bodyguard, that my cousin, he put my own gun out on me, that fired his ass.
Meatball
was a fool.
That nigga, hey, when that nigga was walking around with a dead bird and following every one of my customers, nigga, back to the house and doing all their dope. Nigga, I said, nigga, you follow every customer I got to the house and doing all his dope.
Me both with me. I love my big cuz, but he crazy.
Oh,
man. Between you and him, Slade? Yep, right, I'm still alive.
Man.
Football, I love you,
yep.
Man.
Yep, I love you too, nigga. I will be here at your house on the second, though.
All right, I'm going to hit you up after this show, though.
All right, for sure. All
right, let me ask Malone. You want me to call him? Hold on.
All right.
Everybody moved up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if he got his music yet, because Cuz was on taking care of some business. Look on my email. Maddie and what's the name? Y'all can still talk.
Hey, I got an artist for you too, nigga. That's why I was jumped on the radio.
Get bread?
For you.
I don't care,
yeah,
buddy. Anybody have some bread? I'm gonna be on these.
Yeah,
it's
one of my
niggas.
Neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, we're coming out there because we gotta go re up and shit.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, make sure you check out Wednesday's Sideways with Maddie, Sells and Maddie M. Power Talk with OG's radio show. Well, it's
yeah,
on
Wednesday
Thursday
night.
And we're on Wednesday. Yeah.
Hey, Hayes,
yeah,
I got
yeah.
Your other music too. We'll play it later after we do the interview, all right?
Oh, good on. Do your thing, man. I'm here.
Hey, so Slade, this is your cousin from Pittsburgh. And Hayes, this is your cousin from Vallejo. Y'all family. Do me.
Okay.
What's up, family?
So
hey,
you part of the Love family?
No,
Hold on a second. Cuz get in contact with me, cuzzo. You know what I mean? Let's link up.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely. When I get to Kiko House, that nigga will give me everything I need.
Man, don't say my government.
My bad, my nigga.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, FYI on that, nigga. My Slade, that nigga's no longer existing because I'm wanted, nigga. I got hella warrants right
nigga,
now.
Well, tell the world.
So,
shit, you know, 4.5 million people have.
Yeah.
I have over 4.5 million all-time listeners already. This year,
I know,
over
nigga.
Over half a million.
But, Slade's no longer existing, nigga. But, I'm bringing Justin back out, nigga. So, my name is Justin now. That's what my ID and shit say. I'm leaving that nigga Justin here in Colorado, and I'm leaving Slayton, Colorado, and Justin's taking off.
Snitch on where you at?
Justin from Colorado.
Hey,
I like that.
Text the big homie and ask him, does he want me to call him, or is he gonna call in?
I
still don't got his
right
music
now.
Neither. I just still don't got his music yet neither.
Yo, you talking about glasses, man? Just go on YouTube, dog. There's a bunch of shit. I was just listening to it.
No, we might have something else, though.
So I'm super excited to see this movie that's going to be taking place during Super Bowl with you all. That'll be fun.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Phoenix, guys. I'm coming down from Canada. It's on.
Yeah, we're
going to
have
I got off probation. It's on.
Hey, Hey, my nigga Burner coming out there with me too.
Yeah, he wasn't on nigga side.
Yep. We coming out there with that fire too, nigga. I was talking to Burner earlier.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You know, I had to go
Burner,
back the
man?
Murphy,
yeah, the weed man, nigga.
Cookie Monster, I still got that bag.
Yep, that's my nigga right there. I met that nigga when I was selling weed on Twitter, nigga. Damn, this white bitch keep calling. Damn, this white bitch need to stop calling. I'm on the fucking phone, bitch.
Hey, Slade, mute up your phone for a second. Take over my show.
All right, yeah. I got you, cuz.
That's family right there, y'all. What's happening, baby?
Hey, so listen, I was just thinking, I had an artist that we talked to when we were at TAP 2019, Indy. Do you remember Bossa Nova?
Was it San Diego or L.A.?
Yeah, San Diego.
Which one? Okay, what about it?
Bossa Nova. He's from Miami.
Oh, yeah, I remember that dude. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's cool as fuck. I remember him.
Yeah, he just had a new video come out, some new music. But he's just bought a farm. He's gonna make it to like where it's like an island that you come and visit and like you pay to come visit. It's got all the stuff that you want to do there and shit like that. So I don't know.
I didn't know you had bread like that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Can't judge a person parking, but I can tell you he has some bread the way he's dressed.
Yeah. Yeah. But his music is dope, man. Like, I love to see people that stay consistent with their music.
All the artists
the years.
Down there were dope as hell. You know, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna tell you how that situation, never mind. Talk about it later. Bar and Bridge. I have one in Mexico.
I had fun in Mexico. That place, it was wild. It was fun. I mean, let me put it this way. I've been to Mexico before, but I had never been with OG Mac Drama. So. But it was fun.
And my knowledge is...
You go Tijuana? I just picture, I just picture, like...
Man, you know how I get down. Like, I was in Vegas, so I don't care
no,
what
I just... Yeah,
hey, wait,
I just picture
in.
OG Mexico. First thing comes to mind is Tijuana. Exactly.
Hey,
yeah,
hey, nigga,
that's where we
went to Mexico, nigga.
cockfighting and shit. I can just see it, man. I love Tijuana, though. I actually do. I love that place.
That's funny that you say that because my ex stepdad, that's what he would sell like fighting roosters for $20,000 each. Like, it's crazy. I told the lawyer in divorce court. I was like, yo, I count them chickens for real.
Yeah, no, OG, yo, we got to get a chicken, dude. We got to get a chicken, man. I'll put in mad cash on that bitch.
Yo,
it's
got to
be a pretty ass looking one.
Hey, yo,
not,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Glasses just texted me. He said he's calling in. He said he's walking out in like 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, I need everybody to mute up. I'm gonna play a song and get things organized. Everybody mute up.
All right, got you. Man.
What am I gonna play? You find a song to play. I know I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play my boy Kush Kringle from 1017 Briscoe. I just signed him, met him on Clubhouse. He's from Mob, P Funk, and it's called On Go. He's from California, but now he lives in the Midwest. Let's get it.
Man, you know what the fuck it is, my man. Push Crinkle, bro.
Dirty World Music.
Yeah.
Dirty.
One, two.
Dirty.
We get them pat like a stick. My niggas on go. Yeah. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick.
Yeah.
Try me and shit can get hectic. We how this shit ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Yo, yes I am high off some drugs. I hit the moves with my thugs. Midnight I'm riding with gloves. No fingerprints on the slug.
No.
We send that whole to the mug. I like the action and
his cream. He read the green and the cream. He hit my line like a fiend, but I'm on the phone with OG. I leave the fans looking clueless. I move around like Frank Lucas. I'm so low-key to the shanks, but I keep an army of troopers, shakers and movers, who keep the smoke like a hooker. I'm like the Rock, you the other guy. I keep the pot where the oven lies. Put the work on the diet, we stay the size. Turn a 459 to a homicide. Yeah, Dirty World, we up next. Moving weight, no flex. Tell the DJ cut the check, or I can't even do the set. Put in work and ride for the set. Taking off, you niggas all set. Too much drip, these niggas upset. They gon' hate the shit I do next. Want a meal but still touching the grand. I need the bread in my hand like cable my bread on demand. They telling police I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. Fuck a pig, put the bread on the ham. Got bail if we stuck in the jam. I get them canned like a spam. I get them clapped by his fam. Bill it a fam, that's the fam.
We get them packed like a stitch. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We had a shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters don't go when I am around. We get them pound like a cinch. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We had a shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters don't go when I am around.
Posted up waiting for the big homie. Either I'm going to call him. I'll look for his number. I don't see it on the board. So I'm waiting for the green light. Hey, Hayes, can you come on mute?
Yo, yo.
Yeah, yes. So we're here with my nephew who rocks with G Malone. And we got a lot of people in the building.
Y'all.
Matter of fact, while we're waiting, I'm going to give a shout-out to the countries. So in case you're newly tuned in, I've been doing this show since 2010 when they call it internet radio. Like I was saying earlier, we done had over the years over 4.5 million people, all-time listeners. I got the analytics to back that up, too. And it is interesting because the majority of our listeners don't tune in when we're live. They tune in after the fact because we streamed everywhere. So I got kicked off of Apple, iTunes, and their podcasting network because I outshine their people who pay for them, and Spotify because I outshine them. I don't have to pay nobody. Google Map drama, you see why. But for a while, my analytics went down because we weren't on the platforms. So all people use those services. But guess what, America, this is how you know you appreciate it. People search the internet and found us on Google Play, Amazon, iHeartRadio, you name it. I'm on every streaming platform out there. We're streaming everywhere. And they went out and found us. And so that's a testament to the funds. The show has changed over the years. One constant factor is me, OG Mac Drama. My staff has come and go. They all have blown up to you know, big things in their lives, but, you know, it's sad to see them leave, but we're back in effect. I got Maddie here, my manager. I got Shelly here. You know, Shelly, she rocks with a lot of West Coast artists. Man, who are some of the West Coast artists you funk with, girl? Give them a shout out.
Well, you know, there's Cool Boy, there's Shogata, there's Criminal, there's Debbie 2G, Rap Trap, Musical Oak, Chill, all them, Sugar Free, Cocaine, you know, all those people.
What?
Yeah. But I got people all over the world. I got people in Switzerland, England, Australia.
But we are global. So looking at the analytics, we got Germany at 95.36%. I remember they said 60. Russia at 2.8%. United States at 1.37%. Canada 0.06. United Kingdom 0.06. And the rest. Now there's a heat map. Everything on the map is blue. It said Germany's like dark blue. That's where we're streaming. The only place we're not streaming is in Greenland. Nothing is there. we're not in Algeria, Tunisia. We are in Morocco. We're not in Central Africa like Uganda, Congo, but all the rest of Northern Africa, South Africa, we're streamed in. All over the Middle East, Saudi Arabia loves us. Turkey loves it. Every government official in Turkey follows me on Twitter. They're all verified. Oh, speaking of verified, never mind. I got my bad back. I had to pay for it this time. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I had it before, but people put a lot of clout in it. All that shit is a digital motherfucking license. It don't mean shit. Sorry, bust your bubble. I've been certified in there. I'm in Australia. I'm over Asia. I'm very transparent. I'm Google verified. That makes Twitter look stupid. I wrote an article that all you people who got a Google panel, you can thank me. I wrote the article on that. I am a data scientist, believe it or not. I'm a gangster, but I'm a nerd, too.
You know, I didn't mention Honey Blunt. She's pretty dope, too. She's out of California.
Oh, yeah, I know Honey Blunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see Jean Malone Red. Hold on.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be on a TV show, OG.
Yeah, I know. I know all of you say you're going to call in.
Okay.
But, but y'all know, like, I don't know how much y'all know the history of glasses. I've been with glasses since Cash Money days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I know it's history, but go ahead.
That has to be dope. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I've been with you
Cash
Money days.
I remember when you first got picked up by
Uncle there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle's there. And you know what I mean? So, like, Glass is going to be here. So he just texted me a minute ago. So, to give him a few
that,
minutes.
That has had to be a dope experience. You know?
To be from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yeah, it's definitely a crazy experience. Because we don't got no music in Pittsburgh.
Hey, who else from Pittsburgh? Look, Mailman's from Pittsburgh, too. He's from the Hill District, remember? Mailman's from the Burbs.
Mailman. Mm-hmm. No, exactly.
I'm from West Virginia, so believe me.
Right there. Yeah, she's a Steeler fan.
Okay, I know where you're at. You're not that far.
Yeah.
Steeler Nation. Remember
yeah.
that? Steeler
Nation. No, what's crazy?
Well, I'm a PA right now, but not Pittsburgh.
I used to perform a lot in West Virginia. I used to get booked a lot out there, honestly, in the beginning. I probably did about 10 shows out in West Virginia, honestly, in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I know yep. something about Morgantown and shit.
Yeah, Morgantown, the freaking college. But WVU is nothing but hills, man. You got to be fit to go there. You can't be a fat ass.
Shout out to DJ yeah. Ninjas in the building. He's from 1017.
Listen, we've done shows in West Virginia. We done jump niggas at the shows in West Virginia. We done.
hey, you remember when Snoop and all came to the Berg in the Up and Smoke concert?
Hell yeah.
I was the only blood up in that bitch. I kicked him with Nathan. So cool.
Definitely was. Oh, glad you're listening.
Huh?
Well, glad he said he's tuning in right now. He's listening.
Oh, okay. Did he call? I wasn't looking. Hold on. Let me see if I see his number. Give me a second. Glasses Malone in the building, where everybody been waiting for. And Malone, I'm telling you, I have a lot of guests
on the line. You're on the line.
Okay, I'm getting there. But a lot of people don't be excited like they are for you, brother. That's a testament to the love you get. Cross board. Hold on. I'm going to find him.
Nah, but you know what? Before G get on, though, Glass is the realest, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Glass is, we got, like, me and Glass, he know, but, you know, he's the realest. Like, Glass is real. I love you for life. That's my brother. So.
That's what's up.
Hey, ask him if he calling from the number he gave me, because I don't see it. I'm not going to shout it out.
If he on the line, I'll probably, the area code is probably,
I see a 310.
310, that's it.
Let me see, that's it. Hold on. Oh, that's the wrong person. I hit 812. Hold on.
Nah, he texted me. He said, yeah, tell him, yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay. Damn. Hold on a second. C10, Glasses Jim Malone. What's happening,
yeah. Wash up with it.
There
what's the deal?
Man, I want everybody to mute their phone, except for me and Jay Hayes, and then Maddie and Shelly. Y'all just respectfully just pay attention and y'all can jump in for y'all co-hosts. But everybody else, mute your phones. Do not interrupt this man until after he speaks, I already say so. So first and foremost, Malone, I'm going to welcome you to Power Talk. I interviewed you years ago, so this is the second run for you.
Yeah.
We've been cool for a long time, brother. You always show love,
yeah.
And I always appreciate you, man. I just want to say that from the heart, man. And, yeah, man, let's just chop it up. For those who don't know, Jay Hayes already told them your story, but if you want to, you can give us a little litany of your background.
Man, Hayes know it pretty well, so I don't got to really put nothing on it. Hayes know, you know, Hayes, me and Hayes and met each other a while ago, so he pretty much know what I'm about more than anybody. Mm-hmm. So if he said it, I'm going to leave it where he said it at.
I like that. See, that's respect right there. So I want to ask you a question, though, man, because you've been around this game for as long as I can remember, before I even got on the scene. And the industry has changed so much. Do you think it's for the better or for the worse, or there's a lot of room of improvement, or is just fucked up?
I mean, the game is always the same. You know what I mean? The players change, but the game is the same. So I think it's a lot more in the hands of the creative, for sure. Like, if you're a creative, like, not just making records, you know what I'm saying? But if you're a creative with creating ways to do business, this is going to be the best time to be in the business. So it reminds me of the 80s in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do your homework, and most of us was way too little to remember the 80s, but if you did your homework, a lot of the best things in hip-hop happened in the 80s as far as the business went. And so that opportunity is present again, where the creative people, you know what I mean? You take guys like the kid from Wooster, Joyner Lucas, different people. You can create so much now. Like, you can create your own business model, and that's just impressive. So I feel like we're in a really good space for the creative. Now, if you came into the business thinking of the old business, yeah, you in hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in hell with hot water and Satan and everything else. You know what I mean? It's all bad.
that's so true. You got to be able to adapt you got to be able to compromise, but more importantly, you got to be able to like you said, create, grow. You got to think out the box. You know what I mean? You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
More than anything, actually, that's the best time. You know what I'm saying, Mac? Like, I literally, like, no lie, like, my old lady, her kid is having her first son, because she's going to be a grandmother. She ain't even 40. You know what I'm saying? But we were setting up for the little baby shower, and I was like, yo, I'm finna have an album shower for my new album. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna have a shower where, like, you set it up with games about the album. Like, you can do anything today, and it's actually going to get rewarded because people are so tired of the stale business that we was in,
yes,
that they want something fresh and new. So,
yes,
again, like I say, it's a great time to be a creative. You know what I'm saying? If you're willing to, really push the envelope.
It's about the experience. People, you know, people got hung up lives, or they got some fucked up world out there. They want to feel good. I tell artists, I said, you're not a singer or a rapper. You're an entertainer. Your job is to make some people feel good. If you could do that, you got a lot longevity. So,
Man. So
mention this album. What's going on with it?
I got to have surgery on my leg this month. I mean, Hayes know I've been hobbling for a minute, so most people can't hear what Hayes know, so I got to get that fixed now, so he pushed it back to, like, May. So I'm going to start unloading everything around March. We go to Israel to shoot a video in March, you know what I'm saying, the music video for the first single, so I'm just excited. Right now, it's all about making sure I get my past catalog on streaming services, you know, the Beach Cruiser that came out, a remastered version dropping this month. Next month is the original version that never came out, the Wyclef, Lupe Fiasco, you know what I mean, Cam, Tyrese, all these dope names from the first one, you know what I'm saying? So that one coming out next month, and Fuck Glasses Malone coming out. It's been, you know, redone up, re-cleaned out. I got Terrence Martin on it, Corrupt, Cameron, different people, you know, just having fun. And it's just all my past stuff. Around April, May, March, April, I start dropping stuff for the new project. And then the whole new project most likely is around May, June. So I'm excited for it, man. I mean, it's at a time when socially charged, like, real social stance is needed. You know what I mean? Like, confirm this. So I'm excited to see what it looks like.
I like you mentioned your catalog. There's a lot of artists that know they leave money on the table if they don't dust off their catalog, make sure they don't, you know, make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. There's so much money in people's music, they don't even realize that. I'm glad you talked about that. Oh, man. Is there anybody?
Even for somebody like me, man, I got people finding out money, songs sampled. I mean, it's six-figure checks coming from songs that I did in 2008.
Years
you know
ago.
Like, I got a six-figure check. Like, I can't believe it because I would have never thought I was that slipping, but, man, it's a ton of money, man. The way the business is now, especially if, you know, you've been making your stay this whole time, you're missing out on a lot of money, and you really got to get somebody to go find it for you.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Hey, you got anybody featured on your new album?
I got D Smoke on it. I got my big brother. I've really been working with the same usual suspects, man, like, when I work, I kind of find a groove of people I like, or if it's somebody I'm building with, you know what I mean? Like, I figure it out. It's hard because I have to make records for other people, so they have to be a lot closer. Like, Hayes will tell you I'm a real stickler for music. Like, it will drive me crazy. Like, it will literally, cause, like, disgust me. Like, I'll be bothered as I learn more things about it. So, I got Smoke on this album. I got, Cam on it. I got the L.A. Giants. The L.A. Giants is all over it. We fit perfect. It worked out perfect. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to change a step. But really, I'm most proud of the producer, EP, Urban Pope. EP is, like, super dope. He played on the first 5 Kanye albums. He's a really dope piano player, keyboard player. Played on a lot of Dre stuff. Just a really talented brother from Washington. This is my first project that I got to do with one producer. And I went out and got people to help on production, right? So I got Hit-Boy to help on one song.
Okay.
I got Ty Dolla $ign helping on another song. I mean, so it's some co-production joints in there, but really it was dope to work with another brother from Watts, you know, somebody older than me that's been around that really understand music as a composition and combined with me understanding records, that's how you get songs like Kanye Should Have Never Married That Bitch or Nike Cortez or 21 Semiflow. You know what I mean? All these great kind of productions that's coming from it, working with one producer. So I'm excited about that.
That chemistry, I always tell people that, you know, there's producers who can make a beat in 5 minutes, but when you bond and have that rapport, it's like getting high. You're on a different level. You know what I mean? And I say high talking about marijuana, folks, nothing else. Hey, Malone, now I want to ask you this. Say somebody who's known came by, hey, man, I'm going to track with you, but they're sloppy. Would you still do a project with them?
No chance.
I knew you would say that. Man of principle.
Man, like man of principle. Hayes will be the first one to tell you we knew each other for years on some real shit, and we just got a record. Like, we got other records, but, like, I finally did a record that I feel like was a Hayes record, and I'm like, yo, here's a record, nigga. I mean, like, I'm that, like, I have to find my space to connect with you. Like, I believe in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't just some shit I'm doing to get some money. Like, I believe in it. I love
yo,
it.
Yo, Glasses. Glasses, this is Glasses Matt
like,
what up? Glasses, it's a pleasure to meet you, man. Right. Yo, listen one sec. Anyway, this is,
Matt
M.
My manager
Anyways,
partner, Matt M.
Yeah, whatever what you were talking about, people you like to work with, I got a question I've been dying to ask, man. What'd you think of Akon, man?
I mean, Akon is one of my favorite human beings to ever live. He helped me change my life. He broke my heart.
That's Maddie's homeboy.
Shit, but,
I'm saying, I'm from the comics.
Let me say this first. No, this nigga changed my life with one hook.
Yeah? That track?
Yeah.
I was listening to it. That track was dope as shit. I'm just saying as a person, like, what do you think about Akon, man?
Now, to me, he's the fucking greatest guy living. But the shit about the snitching shit, it drives me crazy because it's like...
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. Yeah, I was just saying that.
But to me, Akon is, like, one of the greatest top three guys I ever met in the business.
Oh, yeah, no, he don't. I'm just saying because I went to a wedding at his crib, like, how long ago was that, 5 years?
5 years.
Anyways, I went to Mikey Convict Strong. I went to his wedding.
Oh, Mikey, shout out to Mike. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Mikey,
you like Mikey? Yo, Mikey's the best, dude.
Mikey's dope.
I fucking love that motherfucker, man. He's the shit.
Oh,
anyways,
Mikey's a great guy.
Yeah, he is, man. You know, he married now. He got a good job. Like, he's chilling. He ain't in music no more. He's just chilling. He's got, like, I think he's, like, an insurance agent or something. But, yeah, he dope as fuck.
Hey, you know what I want to say, Glasses? This is Shells, by the way. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Shells on here on Wednesdays.
Yeah, we have a show Wednesday, Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. But I wanted to just tell you something. You are one of the people that... I feel like you're speaking in your music. You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah, I agree.
From a part of you, and there's a lot of people that don't understand. I'm going to tell you my acronym for music, Maddie. Everybody's going to get tired of it eventually, but it's Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication.
I like that.
And,
and
that is just, I love people that love what they're speaking and love their soul enough to speak it. You feel me?
Man, I'm glad you noticed that. It's important because it's a level of where you kind of get caught up in the business to where you want your brand to be so transparent, but you don't want to lose the human element of it where it's kind of multifaceted. You know what I mean? It's not as simple as, you know, this, and this all the time. Sometimes as a human being, you know, you have a duality. So it's super dope to me when people can hear that somebody is still trying to retain who they are in a time where you get so many people just literally being generic in whatever they're supposed to.
Yep.
Generically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, real quick.
I agree.
Hold on, Shelly. Hey, Malone, I got to give you some shout-outs. First from C. Styles. And these are all people, my homies, who are low. Keith Aldo, he's in New York. He's now a councilman in Harlem, city council member. And Also, Prophet, he's one of my producers out here in Arizona. He's at work. He's a big fan of yours. He's a Lope. And also, Batman Zay, one of my artists. He lives in Hollywood. He's a Lope. I fuck with everybody. And they tell me, man, we got to tell the big homie hello. So they're saying, what up? All right? Just let you know that.
Man, much love to them, brother. Tell him, what's up with it?
Already.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead, Shelly. I'm in the earth.
That's okay. I was just saying, you know, I appreciate artists like you. And so I appreciate you because music, to me, is literally a part of my soul. Like, I'm fighting cancer right now, and I dive myself into this stuff because it's what gets me through. I've been fighting for 5 years. You feel me? And
man, prayers for that, man. Is that serious?
Hey, Malone, she made a tour all by her damn self from the East Coast all the way to California. She talked with a lot of West Coast artists. That's how I met her at the BET Awards. She funded it herself. Yeah, I mean, it was rough for us because some of the artists, you know how artists are. But she did it. The telling up in Hollywood, I salute this young lady. Halfway
there, you know what's crazy?
Doing it. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something crazy, exactly. Like, nah, she ain't halfway there. She's living. What's crazy to me is I did the same thing without no tour. 2015, 16, 17, Hayes will tell you. Man, I bought a car and just drove it across the country, stopping all these, get more of an understanding of hip-hop and music and stopping in different people's hood and projects, not doing no shows, not trying to make no money, nothing. Just a real feel for the culture, you know what I'm saying, that I'm trying to do. So I take it as serious as she take it. And you know what I mean? When it's really in you, man, you put your life on the line for it. It's not even a thought. So that is dope to listen to somebody else who love it as much.
Oh, yeah, she like that. Oh,
yeah.
Rico, Malone, I got another one of my local homies who's also in the building right there. Rico, say what's up. He's also the manager of, is it Busy Bones? I get them mixed up. Go ahead, Rico.
Hey, Mac, homie.
Go ahead. Malone's on the phone. Go ahead, holler.
Hey, T. Malone, what's up, homie? It's East Side, homie.
And what's up with it, champ?
That's right, homie. Much mad respect for you, homie. Appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate what you're doing for the city, homie.
And this shit don't stop, man. We got to keep on doing it, man. It ain't no stopping. It's on.
Yeah, I'm a road manager for Busy Bone, bro.
Oh, Busy, good people, man. It's crazy. I remember Mac 10 was in the hospital. He had diverticulitis, like a rupture in the intestines. And I'm in there chilling with him every day. And Busy just walks in, and I've been a fan of Busy since I was a kid, but that was like something that really, he's like, man, how Mac doing? And it just blew me away, the type of person he was. I love that motherfucker, man. That's a special spirit right there.
Hey, that's real, homie. But I just wanted to say I appreciate you, homie. You know, I'm from the East Side, East Coast Crip. You know what I'm saying?
Believe that. Much love
for
the folks.
And I just want to show you respect. The homies got love for you as well, homie.
Yeah, they always have, man. From day one, that's much love. I appreciate it. But tell Busy
I'm gonna do that when I get off the phone. I'm gonna do that, homie. I'm gonna follow you too. So I'm gonna send that out to Busy for you.
Yes, sir.
And then one of my artists performed with you one time. My artist Exotic, at one of them cannabis shows. My artist Exotic, she performed with you at one of my cannabis shows like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, okay, for sure. Them times are starting to get crazy too. All them little sessions.
Yeah, it was downtown LA.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So it was a dope show, bro. She got on stage, and then you got on, and the boys that say, five with the boys that sang that song, five on it.
I'm
you got
asleep.
Five
I'm
on
asleep.
It, some boy.
Nah, that ain't, nah.
Form it with you.
Yeah.
That's not Rita Bell, right? Rashad?
What'd you say?
I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the... Like it's left the hood, man.
Oh, chopping up, cuz. Hey, real quick.
I'm going through downtown L.A., man. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah. L.A. crazy to me. That's why I'm glad I live in Arizona. Anyway, real quick, I got some artists. you want to say what's up to you, Malone. He had a question for you. He lives out in California. His name is Batman Zay. Hey, Zay, go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Hey, yo, it is Batman Zay. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah,
we hear you.
I just wanted to say, first and foremost, I'm a big fan. I actually wasn't introduced to you through music. I heard you on the Brilliant Idiots podcast, and I went to check you out.
Oh, man, yeah.
And so I was just wondering, I remember when you dropped the song Tupac Must Die. When I listened to it, I thought it was thought-provoking. A lot of my homies was like, I can't believe he made that. I just want to know what provoked you to make the song.
You know, it's funny, man. The more I learned about hip-hop, I understood it had to be like the streets perspective. And, you know, to really be special at it, it had to be something that you, the only you can do as an artist, as a brand. Like, where are you a specialist at when it comes to street urban culture? And what I realized was I'm a Crip, and I've been one since I was 15 years old. You know, culturally, I've been one my whole life, but I've been off the board since 15. And nobody can understand this culture better than me. And I understood I needed to take a mainstream moment that everybody else knew about and then explain it in a way that only somebody like me and Hayes or somebody that comes from the culture would know it and could explain it. That's really the whole defining purpose. It was like, how do I explain morality? You know what I'm saying?
So you took a popular moment and you broke it down from the perspective from somebody from the hood.
From the streets, from the culture, from the street, from the corner. You know what I'm saying? It was either funny because I had two ideas. It was either that. I wrote two different songs. I wrote that song, and I wrote another song called Any White Man to Do that talks about how the L.A. riot started from the perspective of the A-Tray nigga, Tiki and them. So it was those two ideas. You know what I mean? Like, I know that mentality. I know that mentality, that part of the culture so well. That was what I could bring to the game special, and that's what I could keep bringing is how do Crips see it? How do Bloods see it? How do the streets see it? And that's our job, and the more we can show you it's something you see that you already think you understand, then I could provide a much better intriguing insight to it. That's kind of what Tupac Must Die is about. It was like, who could really explain to you the mentality behind somebody going to do this? Like, you know, we all grew up as fans of Tupac before, but even the person who did it is a fan, but we got certain ways we got to live to make sure we can thrive out in the streets. And if we don't handle it that way, it can compromise everything we're trying to do with our lives. So that was important to be able to explain it. And it was rough, but, you know, that's the part of making dope hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's tough. It ain't easy sometimes. Sometimes it's a hard listen because it makes you uncomfortable. Like, we was already comfortable about that story. We felt that somebody was just a victim, and then to realize, like, well, both people are victims, and they got to proceed how they proceed. That was important.
Somebody need to mute their mic. I'm being generous letting y'all be unmuted to chop it up with homie, but kill that background noise. Brutal.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Malone, there's a couple of hands raised, so I know they want to chop it up with you. Let me just bring them off the mic. Hold on. No particular order. Who's this? 504. 504-553. Did you want to chop it up with Jim Malone? 504-553. You want to say something? I'm just saying, use your area code 504-553. This is the last time. Hello?
That's New Orleans. New Orleans. What's happening?
New Orleans. Hello? Okay. I guess New Orleans is trapped in Mardi Gras. All right, I'll get back to you. Hold on a second. 515, did you want to say something to the gentleman? 702?
Yeah, 515 checking in.
You want to say something to Mr. Malone?
What's up, Glasson Malone, man? This is Nine Times Rough. So I'm keeping it brief with you because I know there's a lot of people want to talk to you. I just want to know, you know, we just got here into 2023. What is your vision for what is the growth that you want to see with yourself in this new year? And then what else do you want to do to instill growth and promote growth in the community? You know, both on the music side and the socioeconomic development side, the community side.
Well, more understanding for everybody to the culture that we live. You know what I mean? It's, comes across a bit ignorant and it needs better clarity. So define it, you know what I'm saying? Define it exactly what it is so people could have more of a respect for it and have an understanding of what's going on and how to help it. And as far as the socioeconomic side, it's just all about industry, man. Like right now, I'm working on building a drag strip to offer so many opportunities for people that come from the community, a place where they can live and have a career, figuring out ways to create industry, having different meetings about industry, having a meeting with Ye, you know, later on about an industry, like, you know, creating industry. That's the only thing that really matters. That's the only thing I focus on, man, is industry. Like, how do I create, you know, 300-400 opportunities for people?
That's dope, man. I respect that a lot. Make sure you keep in tune with me, man. Anything I can do to support it, I'm with it.
Much love. Mutual.
Give him a follow, man.
Peace and love.
Stay tuned to him. Just stay tuned to him. Follow him on all his social media. He's very active on social media, by the way. He's not one of them celebrities that just, you know, hide behind the publicist. He's very active. Hey,
right,
real
right.
quick.
I'll drop my number in your DM on Facebook.
What's up, bro? Much love.
Real quick, I got a question for you. I'm hearing what you're saying. Now, here's the flip side, and we see a lot in the South, on the East Coast. When is now? It's like, how can I word this? We want to, you know, people want to keep it real, but you also want to keep it smart. Too many people who are in the music business, they think they got to go back to the corner and shoot dice and kick it. No, you don't. Go back, visit, rain love, but you got out with that mess. You know what I mean? And you know there's a lot of haters because people will hate on you because you didn't do it for them to do that. What's your take on all that? How you navigate that?
I don't believe in that, man. I don't believe in that. I don't really believe in that, man. Like, I don't think our people got a lot of hate for each other. I think our people is hopeless at times. And sometimes we look like an opportunity instead of providing an opportunity. So that's one of the reasons I never dressed myself up in jewelry. I never wanted to look like an
opportunity. I like that perspective.
I always wanted to present opportunities to people. I don't want to look like an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And I think we just got to change that mindset of where we're constantly trying to make other poor people feel bad and flex. And I think that's the problem. So I would tell people that straight up, like, handle your business. Be right with your people. You know, don't get caught up with trying to make them feel bad off your own achievement. Get what you get
like
and
that.
Try to make sure help as many people as
you
can.
I just learned something from this young man.
I agree.
Thank you. I'm older than everybody.
Hey,
Alto. Well, thank you.
Hey, Alto. I think it's hard to me. I think when you really from the hood and you really, like, that's where all your family and friends are, I think it's hard to not be in the hood. All like, I can't even imagine being in Pittsburgh and not being in the hood. Like, it just doesn't even, like, where would I go, man? You know what I mean?
Pittsburgh is dangerous, hey. Even
it's dangerous. It's dangerous everywhere, though.
Yeah, I just crossed the street in the nicest part of town and could have got hit by a car just right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's life, man. But if you mean greatness for your people and it ain't really hell bent on making them feel bad, you'll be just fine. I truly believe that. You know what I mean? Just keep your nose clean.
I believe that, too. I believe that. Your goodwill intent. You know, I believe that.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life. That's why I'm still here for some reason.
If you go around starving people, with $50,000 to $100,000 worth of jewelry, you a damn fool. You know, it's not about. You understand? People can't pay their rent and bills.
Yeah, I didn't stop doing like that.
You can't do that. That ain't even. Mm-hmm. That's not even righteous.
Yeah, no, it ain't.
That's
not. Thanks for that lesson, man. This is very lightning show. You don't get light on my own show, but thank you. I'm glad this brother is here.
Thank y'all, bro.
347-633-9588. Malone, I didn't get none of your music, so we just chopping up. I can tell you this. I'm going to play all your music next Thursday. I don't care who I interview. Straight up.
It's all love.
All love. And is there anybody, you know, I won't keep you here too long. We got about 9 minutes left for the show. Any caveats you want to leave with us? Any jewels or any shout-outs or anything you want to say? Hey, mute your phone, whoever that lady is.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Hold on. All right. I'm in with these people. Hold on a second. Before you.
Yeah, shut that shit off, man.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Hey, Glasses Malone, while we're paused for a second, Cool Boy, he said, let's pop lock him.
That's a homie. You should see the video. I battled him alone. I'm a pop locker. You know that?
Yeah, I believe you. Cool boy, get
they
it.
They called me
cool
the California
really,
kid. I was raw.
He's the culture personified, man. He's the culture personified. He's living.
That's what
he what he do.
I managed him for a while. He helped me in my fight with this cancer, to be honest.
That
with
is.
You.
Yeah. Who else I didn't get?
And OG Mac Drama came and kicked it with us there. It was cool.
Why don't you help me do this, young lady? You work more than me.
Well, I mean, you don't tell me what you want me to do.
You should be able to jump in on it, baby girl, but it's all good. Hold on. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Leave us some last words, brother.
Nah, man, it's much love, man. It's 23, man, 23, 24, man. It's time to really get it done.
I appreciate you. Hey, man, like,
I'm excited for
you.
Anything
my camp can do for you, just say it. I don't want to ask for nothing because I'm blessed. I just like supporting
guilty,
the real and the righteous.
I'm here, man, so I'll be right back, man, to make sure we have more of these conversations and keep bringing some kind of insight to it all.
Yeah, you brought a real fresh breath in here, man. Most people just come here and they talk some crap, but I appreciate you. I learned something from you, brother, and I will be 68 this month.
Man, we all learn from each other, man. That's how it's supposed to work.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. On behalf
learning.
Of
I know
that. No, oh, you never told to learn. I'm in school earning a new degree. You know, so
yeah, I know.
I want everybody to follow this man, Glasses Malone. Just Google him. Find all his social media sites. Support this man, you know, and support each other. And take these words that he said and listen to them again. This show, within 10 minutes after we end it, it'll be streaming everywhere. You could go back to past shows, past episodes. But this one will be one of them that we will memorialize. So thank you, Glasses Malone. Everybody for tuning
much
in.
Love,
we appreciate
brother.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Already.
Thank you, Glasses. Yeah.
That's nice.
Thanks for listening to this exciting episode of Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. Yeah, boy. See you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah, that is it for Power Talk. This is Jimmy Spice Curry. I'm so happy that this episode went over without a hitch, without a snitch, and without a stitch. I'll see you next time. Whether you're tuning in or you're tuning out, whether you're streaming or dreaming, if you know the meaning, I so appreciate you all over the world. Yes, let's work together. All kinds of diseases, most dangerous diseases. Watch your back. Stay strong. Till next time, it's your boy Spice. What's up to my man, OG Mac Drama, Sony Orchard, all of you. We love you. See you next time. Pump up the music for me.
Yo, you have been listening to Power Talk with OG.
Next week.